everybody. Welcome to a Thursday Sports Line, the Bulldog Hour. Riley alongside. We'll take you to three. Hand it off to our great friend Phil Bonatti. His outstanding show behind the bench. 2 hours today from Fashion Furniture with another good friend, Rod Avedikian. And then at 5 o'clock, it's time to start the very, very long NFL season. I know it's just exhibition. It's the Hall of Fame game in Canton. But if you want to talk about the NFL having something to talk about on the field itself, starting today all the way till Valentine's Day, you're going to be talking National Football League action. We always talk about it in the off time of the year, but from this point on, you're not going to go too long at any given week, even during the exhibition season, without talking about games. And certainly when we get to the regular season, we know that it'll be the NFL and everybody else in the rear view. So we look forward to that. I'll tell you about the schedule for both stations a little bit later on, courtesy of another great buddy, and that is Ed Dunkel and his outstanding business, Precision Civil Engineering. Planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management. It's all there for you. 449-4500 or precisieneng.net for more information. When we go over the schedules for both 1430 and 790, I'll tell you about the great fundraising that Ed does through the Lyles College of Engineering for his alma mater, Fresno State. The goal is always to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. It's worked beautifully over the years, so we'll get to that a little bit later. Jack Furtick with me today. Yesterday, Jack was going to jump on for a while, but the Giants pushed that post game. They pushed that game, even though they lost, far enough toward the 3 o'clock hour that Gonzo, who was on the board, jumped in with me for about 5 minutes. So Jack's planning on coming up today, and he will be on for the full hour in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk basketball and fundraising at Fresno State, two very important topics front and center right now. But first, before we get there, other lead dogs, as always, want to spend some time with you, beginning with our buddies at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. Great local people, been in NorCal and Central California since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. I met them to do work even during COVID. Really professional people, very competitive pricing, and always very efficient. If you need anything at all in regard to the Central Air Plumbing, Heating, or Roofing needs, give them a call, 825-5337, which is 825-LEES or leesair.com. You can schedule on the web. They also sponsor the Lee's Air Hotline. Jack is waiting on that line right now, and mark it down, because in the morning with Gonzo's show, in the afternoon with Phil's, you can call in on the Lee's Air Hotline, which is 559-320-1430. Lee's allows me the time every day to tell you about the weather, and I will tell you about maybe a 50-50 forecast right now. You can get through the next five. It's not too bad after that. But right now we're looking at 106 today, 105 tomorrow, 107 Saturday, 108 on Sunday. I won't use the joke I did a few weeks ago. When for three straight days, the temperature went up 1 degree, and I said in two more weeks it'll be 128 degrees in town. But after 108, we do hit the brakes, so we don't go beyond that, at least according to the forecast right now. 104 on Monday, and then if you can get through that stretch, it's going to cool off in a relative sense. 101 on Tuesday in the projected 10-day, 99 Wednesday, 97 a week from today, the same for Friday a week from tomorrow, and then 96 the following weekend, starting with Saturday's temperature. So not great right now. Not terrible. It's not 111 or 112. And one more time, we warn you about a couple of things every day. One, be careful about the wildfires and the smoke in the air, particularly if you're very susceptible to that. We've had the wildfires up in Washington and Oregon. We have wildfires around us in California. Very unfortunate in Spokane to find out that evidently that was deliberately set. That's a really tragic. A lot of people affected, and of course for Fresno State, you have a conference mate for basketball in Gonzaga who has their community right now impacted. But be careful about the weather in regard to the smoke, and always we warn you about the waterways. Be careful around the backyard pool or the lakes, but particularly avoid the rivers, because I tell you about this every day, because tragedy happens all over the valley when people don't heed the word. It's a lot colder in that water in those rivers than you think, and the current moves much more quickly, and you can find yourself in desperate trouble in a big hurry. So Be careful around the pools and the lakes and avoid the rivers. Anyway, thanks everybody at Lee's for allowing the time to tell you about the weather. Again, 825-5337-825-Lee's, leesair.com on the web to schedule your appointment. Final reminder from another longtime friend, that's Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. I'll spend the time every day to tell you about fundraising at Fresno State. We're going to talk about that with Jack Ferg in a couple of minutes, but I want to remind you about Joe's business. Now, 26 years, great success. He's been a benefactor at the university for over three decades. You can find him right now at 4529 North Marty Avenue in Town, Suite 103. You can always give him a call at 266-7473, which is 266-PIPE. We're on the web. More information is superiorpipeusa.com or Gabe, who works for Joe, has a direct email, gabe.sbs@gmail.com. Pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses, all there for you under one roof. And one of the great aspects of Joe's business is the personalized service, the family-friendly atmosphere. If you're someone who's having a problem at all with your business, particularly if it's a valve, because this is a specialty they have, they will address it in a big hurry for you in a personalized manner. You sit down with Joe or Gabe, tell them what's going on. They'll develop a plan for you. A valve, for instance, going down can take your business down. So if you're a plant maintenance person, tanker delivery service operator working around a boiler, you might be at a dairy, could be at a chemical plant. Anybody who has a valve go down, it causes that tremendous lack of productivity, and then your bottom line is affected. What Joe can do, if you tell him exactly what's going on, if it's a minor hit, he'll make a seamless transition for you. If it's a bigger issue, they'll get started right away. As always, same-day estimate, same-day service, and they'll put you in a great position to get back up and running. And when Joe is done addressing your business, if you have a few minutes, he will tell you what he has done as a benefactor at Fresno State for over three decades. And right now, we'll tell you the best avenue for donation. Go to the main website at GoBulldogs.com. There's a donate link at the top. You can't miss it. Click on that. It'll take you to different areas of potential donation. BulldogFoundation.org is there. Club Red for former student athletes, coaches, et cetera. That's there. The major giving societies have their links. We're talking about the Green Bee Society, the Myers Champion Circle. Then under ways to give, you have Valley Co-op, which is the critically important matching funds entity. Valley Fueled is there. And then the sports clubs, where your money goes directly to the sport you choose. For instance, quarterback club for football. Timeout Club for men's basketball, Jack Furtick coming up to talk basketball, which he does every week with me, on the board of directors of the Timeout Club. He said they'd love to have more members. It doesn't cost that much. Great social organization and a lot of inside info during the meetings from coaches, et cetera. Jack said give him a call for more info. Write on his cell if you like. Don't do it right now. 559-287-3305. Or hit him up on his email, which you can do right now. FurtickJack@AOL.com. And by the way, at 3 o'clock, you can jump right on to his cell once again. There are links for other sports there as well. For instance, Dugout Club for baseball, other men's and women's sports under ways to give. And then finally, the singular header, more, has just that, more information, tickets and parking for all events on campus, how to order tickets through iPhone or Android devices. So one-stop shopping at GoBulldogs.com. And the other note, and I'm going to talk to Jack about this in just a second, our partnership now with Fresno State through Bulldog Sports Enterprises, we're a flagship, again, for the Bulldogs as we were from 2013 to 2020. The difference is, and it's a critical difference, at that time, Learfield still held the rights. Now the university is holding those rights in concert with us. And so what you have is, for the first time ever, two local entities, Fresno State, meaning Saul, Garrett, and the administrators there, and then our station with Chris and Ryan and Enrique and Nico and everybody working together to try to pull Fresno State forward in this very, very critical time financially. And why it's so critically important is that as opposed to a national organization taking so much of the money away, some 80% of Bulldog Sports Enterprises is going to Fresno State. And it's not just about the radio station. Chris has the sign companies and a variety of other outlets to drive things forward for Fresno State. And that's why this is a unique opportunity, and it comes along at a critical time. And I commend Garrett and Saul for having the leadership to understand what needs to happen right now, because hanging around with another national organization that puts your games up but they take all the money away, is not going to do Fresno State any good. And those folks at the university recognize that, and we look forward to another long-term and great relationship. And I'm going to talk to Jack about that in just a moment. But I do want to thank Joe Cruz, again, for his time, allowing me to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. Always check out his business, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. Thanks to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, and our friends at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. And right now, on that Lee's Air hotline, 559-320-1430, it is Jack Furtick. Jack, how you doing?
Doing all right, Tommy. Hanging in there.
Well, you know, Jack, I want to start with where I just ended up, and you know this because you've been around the university now for the better part of 30 years. You can't allow national organizations to come in and take the lion's share of your profits. And there have been administrators in the past at Fresno State who have decided that it wasn't worth their effort to get involved, so let the boys from the outside handle it. And I've said this, Jack, that's a little like saying, you know what, I don't, back in the 30s, right, I don't want to pay protection money to Capone's group, so I'll make him a partner in my organization. And you know what happened, right? Capone's organization would run all sorts of illicit funds through your business and then burn it to the ground afterward, all right? You know this, Jack. If you want it done, you damn well better do it yourself. And I think local to local is the only way to do it. Do you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that a lot of times, like you said, it was, I forgot the way you put it, but it was more just laziness. You know, it meant a lot of work. I remember one time I said something in one of the meetings. I was on Al Bowles' executive staff group, and I had said something. I brought something up, and one of the people there in marketing said, you know, that is a decent idea, but it is labor-intensive. I said, you know what labor-intensive means? It means work. And people just didn't want to work, you know. Let's put it off on somebody else. And there was somebody at Fresno State recently who is no longer there, which is addition by subtraction, because this person worked harder at avoiding work than they did at working. I mean, every time something would come up and you had to talk to this person, they'd always pawn it off on somebody else. You never could get an answer. Sometimes you just have to roll your sleeves up, and especially when you're Fresno State and you're trying to play with the big boys, you know, if you're going to do it, you can't half-ass it. You just got to, you know, get after it. And look, you have to realize it's not going to be easy. And what we're trying to do at Fresno State is not going to be easy, and it's not easy, but it's, you know, it's doable. I mean, the only time I think that Fresno State made a mistake by not allowing somebody else to do something for them was when Thomas Bay and John Welty decided to take away the Bulldog Foundation from Pat Ogle, and that the group of volunteers that he had such a great thing going. And I know, you know, I meet with those, you know, group of guys that kind of started and brought it up, you know, the Bulldog Foundation and Fresno State Athletics. And they said if Fresno State had allowed them to continue the Bulldog Foundation as it was, their endowment would now be over $50 million, whereas I think it's somewhere around $5 million now, because, you know, they kept taking money from it. It was a mess. And it's sad because these guys wanted to work. Pat Ogle had such a great thing going with the Bulldog Foundation and the way he had it, and the group leaders, and each group had a group of donors. And they got after him, and they stayed after him, and they, you know, it was one of those things where, yeah, okay, I'll donate, leave me alone, you know. And they went, and they had a big thing at the end, how much money have we raised? And each year, it was more and more money. And then Thomas Bay came in, and they decided that the school was going to take it over. And, you know, it, RIP, Bulldog Foundation, is kind of how that went.
Well, you know, Jack, as I mentioned, you've been in town now for 30-plus years, so you know. Like,
yeah.
I have told you before. I made this comment to John Wallace. John, the late, great John Wallace, who was one of the outstanding newsmen ever and a great friend of ours, and you know, I miss him to this day. He left us way too soon, and as John said, those damn cigarettes, you know, it was the same thing that Johnny Carson had said when he passed away, the revelation that, unfortunately, the smoking caused John to leave us at 71 way too soon. But I said that John Wallace, who grew up in the Bay Area but had been here since the 60s, he was initially at Kino Radio and, you know, Channel 30, of course, in 47, and then very involved at Fresno State. But I kidded around with John. I said, John, at some point, whether you like it or not, you become one of us here. Well, you've been here a while. So, Jack, you have become one of us. Okay.
Yeah.
It's an involuntary organization, being one of us. That's how it works. For those of us who grew up here, we'd have a choice. We know.
No,
what I'm talking
proud
about.
Of it. I'll tell you. Proud of it. I think it's great. We raised our kids here. They are successful, and I think it's great. This is we've been here now going on 32 years, like you said. And nothing but good things to say.
When you grow up here, it is ingrained in you. I'll never forget our friend Craig Reed coming from back east and saying, you know what, people misunderstand this area. What this area is all about is a day's pay for a day's work. And if you're not prepared to work around here in this valley, you will get your ass kicked, okay? That's all there is to it. There is no tolerance for glommers-on around here. That might work in certain other locales in the state. It doesn't work here. And when you grow up here, I've mentioned this, Jack, I grew up in a farming family. Not a big surprise, right? My family grew grape, table grapes, mainly many varieties, but mainly Thompson seedless grapes out in Biola, up in Goldenrod under Royal Coach producers. And it was everybody in the family. It was grandfathers, it was uncles, it was, you know, everybody in the family in that business. And my dad, who of course was one of the owners, left the house when I was a kid, Jack, at 3:30 in the morning, okay? He left in the summertime, and he came home after dark, and he would be so covered in dirt that my mom said, you know what, go to the side of the house, by the den, you got to leave all that stuff out there, come in your skivvies, because I don't want this dirt in the house. And I asked my dad one day, I said, I thought you were one of the owners, and he said, it doesn't matter, son, because if I don't work out there in the fields picking the grapes, I cannot get the productivity I want out of the workers. I have to set the example, he said. So don't ever think title owner means a damn thing, okay? All it means is you had better bust your rear end when you're there. And what I'm saying, Jack, is what has happened here, a couple of things have happened here. And like I said, I'm going on, you know, it's a running joke. I was born at the old St. Agnes on Floridora, you know, not too far from downtown Fresno. My grandmother was born there. My dad was born there. I was born there. My son was born at the St. Agnes we know now off of Herndon. So four generations, this has been ingrained in me, and that is you don't jake it. You go out and you get it done. And like you said, you do not ask other people to do it for you, because there's a danger in that, and that is they don't feel. You know, we talked about it, Jack. The good old boy network can be dangerous on the one hand. But on the other, Jack, how do you get productivity out of people if it doesn't mean more to them than just a job? You know what I mean? You don't think in Auburn, Alabama, that it means more? Why do you think so many people around Auburn, Alabama, grew up there, went to the university there, shares the mutual hatred of the University of Alabama? But it's what you do to try to make it better, because it's beyond just about your paycheck. It's about the people you live around. And what I see now is, for the first time, an opportunity. And there's going to be a big announcement coming up. We know this. I'm not going to say any more about it. people, I think a lot of people know about it. They're going to hear about it. But, Jack, it has to do with personal relationships, right, which you've talked about before. You can't, like you said, layers of bureaucracy. You can't hire somebody to be a marketer, and that person hires another marketer under them because they don't feel like doing the job. You got to find the people that it burns within them, that it means something more than just their paycheck, although it's important that they justify that paycheck. But, Jack, they have to go out and build relationships, right, and make people feel as though their money is going to be well spent. You can't just say, oh, our moniker is Fresno State. It's going to be fine. It doesn't work that way, does it?
No. And, people have said, I had a mentor back in Toledo, John Savage, a terrific guy, another one who left us too soon. And he used to say, people don't give to causes. People give to people. And right. The only way people can give to people is by having a relationship with them. That's why if you want to ask your former athletes to give money, because a lot of these guys we have are making pretty decent money, you can't just ask them for money. You have right. to build a relationship with them. And it can't just be every time you call them, you're asking for money. So I think, it seems like they're trying to do a better job at that. And I applaud them for it. But, we don't have as many rich alums as many of the other schools have. I'm not even talking about the Power Fours. And now that we have a great deal of, we have a huge Hispanic population, and we have a great deal of Hispanic students. And like I was, I imagine like you were, first generation right. college people.
That's correct.
Which is great. And you got to applaud something like that. But remember, if you're going to have the majority of your students as first generation college students, you are not going to have wealthy alumni right away. These people are getting out of school and they're getting jobs for, I don't know, 50,000, 60, if they're lucky. So, you're not going to have the third generation of a family that's been donating for ages and ages to your school. So what you have to do, like you said, is you have to start forming relationships, and the relationships cannot just be built on how much money can you give me. So I think the administration's trying that now, and I know it'll pay dividends. I just hope that they continue on in that same vein, because that's the only way to get it done.
No, you're right, and it segues nicely, because as I brought up about John Wallace or yourself, it doesn't mean you had to grow up here. It means you have to have been here with enough time to have a vested interest in things beyond just your bottom line. It has to be important to you what's happening with the neighbors, with what's happening across the valley. It has to be important. Bob Fraley was a tremendous example, a valley guy, but a guy who understood everything across this valley, not just where he was from in Layton, et cetera. He understood how important things were to people. And that's why we miss him greatly to this day. His personal touch about everything is what got people to open up those checkbooks at a time, Jack. And he wasn't taking any money for himself because they saw the passion. And it's just so important. And I was so frustrated by corporate entities from the outside taking so much of what belonged back here. And hopefully it is going to work, and that the Pac-12 is going to have the success that we all hope they do. It also segues to basketball in this regard. Vance Wahlberg, another guy who's been here since the late 80s. He grew up in the Bay Area, but he is a native son at this point. His kids grew up here. Everything, just like you're talking about, Jack. And, the people that have criticized Vance, which you better not criticize, is his desire to get this done. This is a guy who threw $1 million of his own family money in. And, Jack, I don't know how this year is going to go. It's a critically important year. But the one thing you can't criticize is the want to of Vance Wahlberg, because nobody could have come in here and put forth greater effort than he's put forth for the first 2.5 years, at least in my opinion.
Well, he said when he came, you know, look, this is my dream job. And, you know, he has put much of his money, but so much of his effort. He said, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go around. I'm going to make sure everybody, and we're going to have these clinics. We're going to try to get junior Bulldogs going. We're going to get these kids interested in coming to Fresno State, and whether they're basketball players or, you know, regular students, just because we have to get Fresno State out in the community. And echoing one thing you had said before, Bob Fraley, when they were going to drop track, and Bob said, why are you dropping? It's a money issue. Bob said, I'll coach for nothing. Now, yep. I don't know how many people say, I'm going to coach for nothing, especially in this day or even that day and age when Bob was coaching. He coached his last few years. He didn't take a paycheck. I mean, you know, talk about it. How can you deny somebody their love for the university? And how can you deny when somebody asks you for money for a cause, for, you know, what they're doing? You know, well, what are you doing? Well, I am coaching for nothing. And pretty much that's what Vance is doing. You know, Vance is putting a great deal of his own money and family's money into Fresno State. So, yeah, he's certainly doing everything he can do to be successful. And, you know, we'll see this year if it pays off.
Well, and that's the thing. He's going to be judging. He knows it on the court. And you and I have talked over and over again that 2005, when he should have had the job, it was a different world, completely different world. You could run a system. You could build. You could have people here 4 or 5 years. That is not the way it works in college basketball, and so, or any sport for that matter now, because of NIL and transfer portal, and we're still seeing that adjudicated. But he has put forth every bit of effort you can, and the proof will be on the court itself. Also want to mention, Jack, that there's a commonality here that when we talk about the Valley, what I'm talking about is Stockton to Bakersfield. I don't care. And Joaquin alone, you're moving towards Sacramento. But Sacramento's a little bit different as a city itself, because you do have the state capital there, and that brings more corporate money around. But when you go from Stockton, 40 miles outside of Sacramento, all the way to Bakersfield, Jack, you are, as we've talked before, you are in a state that if you were to divide it up right now, it wouldn't be Northern California and Southern California. This is not North Carolina, South Carolina. If you were to divide it up, it would end up coastal inland. And the inland part of this state doesn't have the money or the corporate clout, which means everybody from Stockton to Bakersfield in the same boat, right? You have got to find a way to make it work yourself, because you're not going to get the help the coastal communities are going to get, correct?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've said before, California, it ought to be about 4 different states. And because so much of the state has nothing to do with other parts of the state. And meanwhile, you see, you're not going to be able to agree on things. But, yeah, there are certain things that are needed in this valley that the people in L.A., you know, San Francisco, Silicon Valley don't understand. And usually, you know, you get the short end because of it.
Jack, the quest for money here, and like I said, you know, it's very interesting you brought this up about the money's not a lot of corporate entities here the way. And one thing, the commonality of the Pac-12, a lot of it, the current 8 in football, share this, except the smaller communities get more help from their state because they don't have so many mouths to feed. When you talk about the number of state universities and UC systems here in a state of 40 million people, one more time, statistically, you have 50 states and you have got roughly 1 out of every 8 live here in California. That's a tremendous burden on the state itself when you have that many people here in so many institutions that have their hands out, where if you're in Colorado or if you're in Idaho or if you're in Utah, you have a little bit more help. The only school right now in the pack that has an advantage corporate-wise, beyond the fact that they may be the only place in the state that Boise has that going for them, is San Diego State, right? They're the ones that have a lot of corporate around them, but I will ask you, do they have the interest around them to be able to drive those corporate monies forward?
You know, they're a national power in
basketball
sports,
right now.
But recently only. You got to remember when Steve Fisher got, first of all, before Steve Fisher had the job, San Diego State was a death trap for coaches. I mean, people would go, they'd all see the weather and everything, and yet that was their last stop. They ended up losing their job after they went to San Diego State, and that's countless number of coaches. Steve Fisher got it going, and now they're but they haven't been. It's not like they're a blue blood. Let's put it that way. They're not Kentucky. They're not Notre Dame. They're not North Carolina, UCLA. So I think, that could be part of it. And, you know, the other thing is when you talk about corporate entities, basically you're talking about L.A., San Francisco, and Silicon Valley. You know, why are you going to have a corporate headquarters in Fresno or even San Diego? Unless it's a military one.
Well, that's where San Diego has its advantage, though, Jack. That, you know, they are, let's face it, they are a company town down in San Diego. And because of it, they're, and I know my son went through that, and the contacts are extraordinary down there if you have the right title behind you, if you know what I mean. That, you know, there are people that are willing to step forward and help you. Here, it's an agriculturally based proposition. And I did want to bring this up. Our great friend Mario Andretti, who was in his mid-80s now, and I haven't talked to Mario in a while, but you know, he's lost his sister and his brother and his wife, and I feel horribly for him because these are things he didn't expect to have happen so quickly. But you know, he is one of the most famous people in the world to this day. He had the great story that he was in Africa at a very small hut where you had villagers selling sunglasses, and he stopped in one time. And one of the villagers recognized him because, you know, this not so much IndyCar racing, but Indy 500, but Formula One racing, where he won a title in 78. That's something that's very well known across the world. And he came here a lot to Fresno. He went to Hanford and a lot of places. He raced here when he was a young man. But he came for Firestone, for the tire company. And one time I was talking to him, and he was at a dinner in the rich part of town here. And he mentioned it to me afterward. He goes, you know, the perception was, because he had been to some of the small communities, that the whole valley might be like that. And he goes, what I saw was some extraordinarily wealthy people. And he said, I have never seen a greater disparity in wealth between the very top and the very bottom that you guys faced here. And it is one of the issues, isn't it, Jack?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know... the group, you know, that I meet with, the older guys who started the Bulldog Foundation, they'll tell me they know who the guys in town are who have money.
Right.
And you'd be shocked at the amount of money that some people have. And you know, when you've been here, I don't know, 90 years for some of these guys, you know, it's not like it's hidden. And, those are the people, and this is where we go back to relationships. Those are the people you have to cultivate. If you want, you know, their money, and they have it, and they've been here a long time, and they have a love for this area, you know, you got to cultivate those people, and it can't just be sending them an email, you know, saying, would you like to donate, and, you know, point out all the great aspects of why you should be donating to Fresno State. This is something people like to be wined and dined, and some people don't need to be wined and. Earl Smith Camp really spoiled the university because Earl wanted nothing and gave everything, And they, you know, and you get those people at the university who'd be saying, you know, why can't there be more people like Earl Smith Camp? Well, yeah, okay, why can't there? But there aren't, so go and find somebody. There are people. Earl even told me, he said, you know, people think I got more money than anybody. He said, I could name you 20 people have more money than I do. And I'll tell you this. I said, Earl, here's a piece of paper. List those people for me.
Right.
But there are, you're right. Fresno is not, I know I went to physical therapy today, and the physical therapist said, you know, he was a little offended by Matt Entz comparing us to small town Iowa. He said, Fresno's not a small town. You know, there are 500,000 people here, 1 million, I guess, in the surrounding area. But what Matt Entz was saying was talking about work ethic.
Yes, and the feeling of community.
Yeah. You know, type of people, blue-collar people. But this is the fifth biggest city in California. You know, it's just that you're dwarfed by, you know, L.A., San Diego, San Francisco. So, but this is the fifth biggest city in the biggest, in the most populous state in the country. So there are a lot of things we got going, and there are a lot of people who I think people would be surprised if they were told either the net worth or, you know, whatever. And many of the people are interested in athletics. But it's, you know, we talked about it before. You can't just talk about working. You have to work. And a lot of times it's not instant gratification. It's not, let me call this guy, have a nice conversation, and then he's going to give me a lot of money. You know, sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's going to take 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years before you get to know somebody well enough to where they say, you know what, I'm really buying what you're selling. And I would like to donate to the cause.
It's a professor who got to know somebody through RVing. They happened to be people that had RVs together, and they would see them, you know, in the RV camps, you know, across the state, you know, the KOA campgrounds and all this stuff where they put them with the RVs. That individual, and I don't believe this professor even knew the money that individual had when it started, ended up giving $10 million to the university many years ago. And that happened because of a relationship that was built upon a friendship and a common interest that had nothing to do with sport, but turned into sport afterward. And this is the thing, and the reason we're bringing this up today is because there is a big announcement coming at the end of this week. It's also the lay period right now. Jackson with me tomorrow. We're back talking fall camp. But right now what we're waiting for, the countdown clock is on. We're waiting, of course, for September 4 when Fresno State kicks it off. So this is the time to discuss this type of thing right now. Jack, in the last 90 seconds today, the moneyed aristocracy of this area, whatever it might be, has aged out in many respects, either away from money earning time or they have left us, unfortunately, period. What about the generation below and the one below that? I know it takes a while to establish things, but those of my age, which are the generation below, you talk about Pat Ogle. I worked with Pat at Channel 24 when he left Channel 24 to start being the head of the Bulldog Foundation. So I know how hard he worked. I also know that while everybody else might have been driving nice cars, Pat Ogle in the early 2000s was driving a 1979 Buick, okay? He wasn't exactly a limo Larry Scott, if you know what I mean, in the Pac-12,
yeah.
Okay? He was dedicated. Those guys were dedicated, those that started on the ground floor. Jack, in 90 seconds, do we have the generation that is kind of my generation, which is a little bit behind that one, but has certainly gotten to a point now where they're starting to retire and they have money and they have to look on where they want to give it? Is that generation there and the one behind that ready to go, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think that you're getting, you know, the heirs to the big money, and you're getting people who came here and made big money, and you're getting people who, you know, every place has their success stories. And Fresno, you know, has many. I mean, I'm not on a money thing, but I saw where, you know, Shannon Swillis, who played for us and was on probably Tark's best team you know, along with two other starters, Demetrius Porter and Chris Jeffries, also from Fresno, was just named the captain of the fire department here. You know, there are success stories, and there are money success stories. Maybe you're not going to hear about them because some guys don't want people to know. And there's definitely money in Fresno. They need to be contacted. They need to be shown that we love you for more than your money, but we do love your money. When I got the job at Buchanan, I went into Earl Smith Camp's office the next day, and he said, "Hey, Jim, I see you got that job. Congratulations." I said, "Yeah, Earl, now I need some money." And Earl had flown with us, you know, for 7 years on the charter, and he goes, "How much do you need?" And I remember saying, "Earl, it's your money, but you can't give me too much." And he laughed and gave me a check for $5,000, which at that time was pretty good for high school. So this is what you need. You need to have people that you have relationships with. Even, like you said, the guy in the RV, in the RV park, didn't even know that this guy had a lot of money. It came later on that, you know, the fact that he did. That's what you need. You need to develop relations. It's all about relationships. You know, we don't have the billionaire, but I'll tell you one thing. One of the guys that I meet with on Monday said, there are even billionaires in this town. And think about that for a while.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jack, that's a good place to end it. And I appreciate the conversation. We'll get back to sport on the court next week. Appreciate it, my friend. Again, FurtyJack, AOL.com, 559-287-3305. Join the Timeout Club. Paizan, appreciate it. Talk to you next week. Take care.
Look forward to it, Tony. Thanks.
All right, guys. Jack Ferdy, take a break. Come back, talk about the schedule. Hand it off. Still 2 hours today at Fashion Furniture. And then we start the National Football League season, the preseason, but it's going to be wall-to-wall football from now until Valentine's Day. Take a break. Bulldog Hour continues on this Thursday on Central Valley Sports Leader, 1430 ESPN. Pretty welcome back. Thank you. Go out to Riley on the board, to Jack Furtick, of course, for his time today, and also to Joe Cruz, Theory of Pipe and Stainless Supply, our friends at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing, and, of course, Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering. And right now, Ed allows me the time to tell you about the upcoming schedule. Mind you about Ed's business one more time. Planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management, all there under one roof. More information, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net. Ed, one of the great benefactors for a long, long time at Fresno State and across the valley, and he has one of the very best businesses you're going to find anywhere in this valley or really across the country itself in precision civil engineering. And the goal, as always, through the Lyles College of Engineering on campus, is to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. It's worked beautifully over the years. A lot of those graduates go to work for Ed at Precision. I know Ed will be on the road many times with Fresno State to watch his beloved Bulldogs as the football season kicks off. I'm sure he's going to be at the Coliseum on September 4. As far as our schedule goes, the A's lost earlier today, 6-5 in Cincinnati. They head to Boston tomorrow on 7-90 for a 4-10. The Giants, very disappointing, 2 out of 3, losing to the Rangers, who had been slumping. The Giants off today. They're home to play the Tigers beginning tomorrow. They go to 7-15 from Oracle. For us tonight, we have Bill for 2 hours from Fashion Furniture. His show normally 3 to 6 Monday through Friday, but tonight we have the start of the NFL season, the preseason game, the Hall of Fame game from Canton, Ohio, between Carolina and Arizona. So, Phil, 2 hours for you at Fashion Furniture. El Paso across from River Park with our great friend Rod Avedikian. Speaking of a tremendous benefactor across the valley for many, many years, stop on in. See Phil on Thursdays. Great conversation and the good eats. And see Rod and the great furniture each and every day at Fashion Furniture. Gonzo in the Morning, 7 to 9 coming up beginning on Monday. His outstanding show, Valley Rise Show. Phil 3 to 6 in both shows. Behind the Bench, of course, is Phil's show, can be reached through the general public line, which is the Lee's Air hotline, 559-320-1430. Give those gentlemen a call. Paul Maher still has his fine show on Saturday morning from First Ring Sports. That's Central Valley Sports Report on 1430 from 10 to noon. We are with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, TDAD1, at att.net, TDAD, the number one, at att.net. First names are fine. I still can't get back to you privately. I'm hoping by the time we get to the football season in a few weeks, I can. By the way, Benito, I appreciate the fact that if eggs weren't so damn expensive, you would be giving big time to Fresno State. I'm glad you pointed that out, my friend, because I know in Reedley, if you have egg money, everybody is happy in Reedley. That's for sure. And the final reminder, as always, for the station, 1430 ESPN Fresno.com. Get the live links podcast there. Get the app. Makes it a lot easier to listen. And one more time, if you want to get involved in Bulldog Sports Enterprises, as we talked all hour long, make sure you look up Chris or Ryan or Enrique or Nico, somebody at the station. It benefits Fresno State greatly. This is how we hope to move things forward as the Bulldogs get started in the pack now in just a few weeks. We will see you guys tomorrow. Phil coming up from Fashion Furniture. This is KFIG Fresno.